Every few years, the South Haven Center for the Arts has a cultural exhibit. This year, the center will turn into a little slice of Japan.
My name is Melissa Warner-Talcott, and I am the center coordinator at the South Haven Center for the Arts. We are making hundreds of white origami cranes and around 100 cherry blossom blooms. We will have the cherry tree wrapping around the staircase.
I'm going to fold it in half and then fold the top right corner down and then the bottom right corner up. My name is Kirsten Book Anthony, and I'm the public relations coordinator at the South Haven Center for the Arts.
Kind of almost like a snowflake.
Yeah, it's sort of a similar fold to a snowflake.
The exhibit, called Land of the Rising Sun, features Midwest artists who are influenced by Japanese artwork. Tina Lynch Wilson from Indianapolis, Allison Savoda from Chicago, and Kalamazoo woodblock print artist Mary Broadbeck. Broadbeck says it's not easy to describe Japanese art, but she did say Japanese artists often use empty space to draw your eyes to different areas of the work, like rocks in a Zen garden.
It's about the empty space. The art is about what's not there. You know, like in music, sometimes the spaces between the notes are just as important as the notes are the beats. It's that clarity of purpose.
But the art displays are only about a third of what you'll see in the exhibit. There's everything from Japanese comic books to kimonos.
We have a variety of men's kimonos. This one here is a men's house robe.
Warner Talcott says Japanese men and women wear thinner kimonos inside the house and thicker kimonos when they go outside or for formal celebrations, like this kimono that a girl would wear on her 7th birthday.
And the designs are very intricately made. It's a big difference from the other kimonos we have. This one is 100% silk, hand-dyed. The pattern on the sleeves and on the back is hand-embroidered with golden threads.
Most of the children's books, toys, and candy were donated by Coloma resident Monsano Crago, who immigrated from Japan. Warner Talcott says the designs on children's items are usually brightly colored and kind of busy looking.
There's a lot of stuff crammed into one area, and I think that is part of their attitude and their culture there. You know, they're just so enlivened and they're full of energy there. Then we also have like gum, rice candies. This one's my favorite. It's a gummy sushi pack.
Even kids' lunch boxes, or bento boxes, are elaborate.
The mothers in Japan have contests with each other to try to create the most elaborate and beautiful bento box for their child. And if you just Google bento boxes, you will see a wide range of different designs that these parents have come up with. Everything from Mario to Angry Birds, a lot of pop culture references, and they're just absolutely stunning. I myself purchased a few things to make bento boxes, and I have a mold that you put a hot dog in, and it comes into two pieces, but when you put the hot dog in it and press them together, the hot dog turns into a crab.
Mary Broadbeck says art is a large part of Japanese culture.
Everywhere you go in Japan, it's a visual feast. There is nothing that is not thought about in how it's presented. You know, everything from a toothpick to, gosh, just everything. Everything is highly visual.
You can see the Land of the Rising Sun exhibit at the South Haven Center for the Arts starting Sunday.